Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and welcome back to Truth Applied. We've been marching through 1 Peter chapter 1, and now we've come into 1 Peter chapter 2. We're looking at the responsibilities of salvation. Now that we're saved, what ought to be true in our lives? So we saw that first we need to be obedient, we saw that we need to be holy, and we saw that we need to love one another. Loving one another is the defining characteristic of a believer. And so today we're going to jump into chapter 2. Peter continues this. Remember, in the Bible, chapter and verse divisions were not originally written in the Bible. When Peter was writing 1 Peter, he didn't say, okay, chapter 2, verse 1, verse 2. And he's continuing that thought from chapter 1. And so he's building on it. He says, wherefore, in verse 1, building on what was already said. Let's read it. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. And so we're going to split this into three different ones, dealing with our speech, dealing with hypocrisy, and dealing with our attitude, that of envy or jealousy. And so today, let's look at that first part. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile. And at the end, it says all evil speakings. Now, we don't use some of these words like we see them there. But it says, wherefore, laying aside all malice. That means evil or ill will or grudges, if you want to put it that way. And so that way, we're not speaking and holding this ill will towards other people in our lives. It says all guile. Then we're not trying to be deceptive, deceiving. You know, I've been teaching in the Bible study here in John chapter, I was teaching just recently in John chapter 13, and Jesus teaches the disciples or tells them that Judas, or that someone was going to betray him. And even when he told them basically by giving Judas the bread, they still had no idea. They were deceived. You know, we shouldn't try to deceive with our speech and with our words. And then it says at the very end, in all evil speakings. That means defamation. Or we could put it this way, gossip. You say, well, that's hitting close to home. We're all guilty of all of these, aren't we? If we're honest with ourselves. That all malice, all guile, and all evil speaking. We're supposed to lay it aside like you... like you have a jacket, you know, it's so hot right now, we don't need a jacket. I live in the Caribbean, and we don't use jackets here. Or the Dominicans do, I don't. My blood hasn't thinned out as much as theirs has. But you have a jacket. You go inside, maybe it's a rain jacket. You go inside, you take it off, you lay it aside. And that's what Peter was saying. Lay aside, like you take off a jacket and lay aside that malice, that evil speaking. Lay aside that guile, that deceptive speaking, and that evil speaking, that defamation or that gossip. This speech is opposite of the speech that a believer ought to have. As a new creature in Christ, we must not allow the wrong type of speech in our lives. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. This type of speech is not becoming to the body of Christ, and we're all guilty of it. Let's make an effort today not to speak with ill will, not to speak and be deceptive. We may not think, oh, I'm not lying, I'm just not telling the whole truth. That's still lying. And let's lay aside the gossip. Gossip has destroyed so many relationships, and it's one of those kind of, if you will, a white sin in the church. You know, it's okay. Bless their heart. But it's wrong. Gossip is wrong. Let's lay aside this evil speaking, because that's the job that we have as a believer.